Isaiah 9, chapter 2, and 6 to 7, page 693. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
The birth of Jesus, Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth into Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born.
Well, good morning, boys and girls. It's good to see you again. How many people were at the Christmas party yesterday? Yeah. Was it good? Didn't we have fun? It was so good, wasn't it? I enjoyed it as well. Well, it was nice that Fergus noticed my Christmas tree dress, wasn't it? Because it's having a second outing this Sunday. And I was told it was looking a little bit undecorated last week. So, I think I've got something. I've got some lights. Oh, and they're a bit tangled. That's what Christmas lights happen to them, isn't it? There we are. That's me. A little bit more decorated. And I think there'll be some more decorations that might come out next week. Now, what I've got for you today, I have got some Christmas presents. But these Christmas presents are different because these Christmas presents can be opened before Christmas. Now, there's not many of them about, is there? You're not supposed to open Christmas presents before Christmas. So I'm going to show you these presents. And then I need some volunteers to maybe receive one of the gifts. But maybe wait and see what you think. You haven't seen them yet, so you might change your mind. So, first of all, oh, I wonder what this might be. There's maybe no surprises there. What do you think it might be? I think you're right. I think it might be a mug. Someone's not really wrapped that one up, so it's a bit not terribly imaginative that. So I think you're right. I think it's a mug, but we'll put it down. Oh, we've got some newspaper. Okay. And we've got, oh, if I can get it out the bag. It's well and truly stuck in here. Oh, now look at this beautiful gift. Isn't that looking wonderful? A beautiful purple box with a gold star. Beautiful wrapping paper. And a bow. Someone's put a lot of thought into this gift. Doesn't that look wonderful? That looks like a nice gift, doesn't it? So I'll put this one down. Right, so I need three volunteers to receive their gift. Are you sure? Are you sure you want a gift? Really? Oh, surprising. Right, I think I'll have Lucy. You come out. And I don't know everybody's names yet, so would you like to come out? So remind me your name.
Cameron,
come out, Cameron. And what's your name? Andrew, you come out as well. Well, thank you. Round of applause for my volunteers. Thank you so much. Right. Right. I think... Cameron. Andrew. So how quickly I forget. Andrew, it's in there. I'm going to give you this very special gift. Because it looks quite beautiful, doesn't it? What do you think could be inside here? Well, let's have a look. Open it up. I'm expecting something quite magnificent. Oh.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's a ruler. I'm a wee bit sorry about that. I kind of thought that was going to be a bit more exciting than that. Maybe the box is a little bit more exciting than the present, but it's a flexible ruler. So it serves a few purposes. Would you like that?
Yes.
Go on, you can have that then. On you go. You can go back now. So, thank you. Cameron, would you like to open this to see if it is actually a mug?
Yes.
On you go. Can I help you? Because it's wrapped quite tightly. I'm sure it's an exciting mug. Oh, wow. Look at that. It's not just it. Don't hold it up. It's not just any old mug. What's on it? Oh, it matches your jumper. It's a penguin. It's a Christmas penguin mug. What's not to love about a Christmas penguin mug? There you go. We kind of knew what was going to be inside, though, didn't we? There was no surprises there. Well, you take that back to your seat. You can have that. So, Lucy, you go back to your seat. Well done. Well done, Cameron. So, Lucy, what have I got for you? I have got some crumpled newspaper. Well, Merry Christmas. Maybe have a see if there's anything exciting inside. You never know. Oh, well, what's that? There's a bow there. Now, would you expect a nice, beautiful, what is it? Oh, it's a beautiful, sparkly necklace. Ooh, Lucy, just as well you got this one, because I don't think Cameron or Andrew might have wanted a sparkly necklace. But isn't that wonderful? Now, that was a bit of an unexpected gift. You wouldn't expect to get sparkly jewellery wrapped in newspaper, would you? You might have accidentally put that in the bin and not opened it. But this, do you want to sit down, Lucy? Thank you. We had a round of applause for Lucy as well. Well, this reminds me of Jesus, because Jesus was an unexpected gift as well. Because when people were looking forward to a king or a saviour coming, they were expecting a special kind of king. A king that was dressed in robes and who maybe rode on a white horse and who had lots of people working for him and who was rich. But did Jesus come looking like that? No. How did Jesus come into the world? He came as a baby, and he wasn't a baby born to rich people. He was a baby born just to ordinary people called Mary and Joseph. So Mary and Joseph weren't rich people, and they weren't famous people. They were just ordinary people. So people weren't really expecting Jesus when he came. And also, when the Israelites were looking forward for their king coming, they thought he was just going to be their king just for them. That Jesus was going to fight their battles, and it was just going to be for them. But did Jesus say he just came for certain people? No. Who did Jesus say he was coming for?
Everyone,
wasn't he? So Jesus said he is a gift for all people. When anyone invites Jesus to come and live in their hearts, he says he was for all people. So some people were a bit annoyed by that, because they said that Jesus, the Saviour, should have just been for them. But Jesus said he was for everybody. And he especially wanted to walk beside people that were lonely, and people that were sad, and people that were hurting. He was definitely interested in all people, and he wanted everybody to come and know him. So just like Lucy's gift, we didn't expect those jewels to be inside newspaper, did we? So a lot of people did not expect Jesus when he turned up, because he turned up in a stable where animals were. But he turned out to be the most unexpected and amazing gift of all time. So at Christmas time, we give Christmas presents to one another to remember the best gift ever, ever given to anybody. And that expected best gift is Jesus. So we're going to have a little prayer just now. So you want to put your hands together and your eyes closed. We'll have a wee prayer. So loving and gracious God, We thank you for Jesus, the most unexpected gift of all. Jesus, we know you are King of our hearts, but we know that some people still refuse to recognise you as King. Some people are still attracted to the shiny things in their lives that have no power to save or satisfy. Loving God, we pray that other people will come to see the amazing gift that comes from faith in Jesus. Jesus, today we crown you King and make you Lord of our life. In your name we pray. Amen.